Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We're going to dive into the last 24 hours of news in rugby league. Plenty happening, and of course, last night's game. Bit of a flopperella of a game, to be honest with you. Drop ball left, right, and centre. A bit of a scary sign for the Eels. I mean, I thought the Roosters played nowhere near their best footy, missing vast majority of their squad, and they won 28-0. Very, very disappointing for the Parramatta Eels. I mean, yes, missing Mitch Moses, but I don't know how much of a difference it would have made. Plenty of talking around Clint Gutherson and the way that he was carrying on last night. I mean, I know you'll love Gutho. I know he's the king, and this is sort of part of the reason why I don't have him on that top tier of fullbacks, is that he's always sort of had this in him. Yeah, he's the first guy to run up to referees and complain and get emotional, and I just don't know. I've never been as big a fan as a lot of other people. It's interesting to see the backlash over the words that were said last night. Personally, I don't agree with it, especially what he called the halfback, Brad Arthur. I understand that he wasn't having a great game. Jacob Arthur. But, yeah, I don't know. Not a huge fan of it myself. But, I mean, if you're going to put microphones on the field, you're going to catch this sort of stuff. And it's part of what you have to deal with. Look, Jason Taumalolo, he has declared that he will be playing for Tonga at the end of the season in the World Cup. And he expects his teammates to follow suit. So, yeah, I mean, if Jason Taumalolo is calling you out to represent Tonga, it's going to be hard to say no just quietly, especially with what they've built over the last few years. And, you know, without disrespecting Tonga, I mean, without New Zealand and without Australia, my God, they must give themselves a fucking good hope to win this thing. They would be very, very excited about the potential that this World Cup holds. So I think that'll be sensational to get all the Tongan boys to be able to play there. But as I said the other day, there is going to be a factor of guys that have now been in a bubble for a couple of weeks. Their families have sort of been moved away from home. There's going to be a lot that's going to go into this. And we don't really know how the situation is going to unfold with COVID here and in England. So an interesting one to watch. Jerome Luai, who we were hoping would be playing for Samoa, which would be a massive in for them. He's not sure if he will be playing in the World Cup realistically. His partner is pregnant. So a tough decision for Jerome Luai. Personally, I would say he's probably not going to be there realistically. I think family has to come first. Andrew Fifita has obviously spoken out as well. There's talk that we could see a Maori and an Indigenous side go into this World Cup, which I think would be unreal. I probably don't see it happening because it's just rugby league and it all seems a little bit too hard, but I think this would be unreal to see. I'd be a huge fan of this. And Andrew Fifita said that it'd be really hard for him to choose who he represents, either, you know, his Indigenous community or the Tongan community. I think it'd be very interesting to see where a lot of these guys fall, because I mean, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to represent the Indigenous side in the World Cup. Can you imagine if they do manage to get in and the Indigenous team wins the World Cup? I just think that would be one of the best rugby league stories of all time. But at the same time, if Tonga goes on to win it, I mean, wouldn't that just be unreal as well? So many positives to come out of this unfortunate negative with the Kangaroos and the Kiwis not playing. And I hope everyone really does get behind it if this all goes ahead. The Sydney Roosters, they've identified Angus Crichton and Joey Manu as the next two guys they want to re-sign long-term. I think Joey Manu broke the record last night for most meters run in a game. I think he took a quick tap on the last play last night, ran about 60 meters at the very end of the game. Not on the last play, in about the last 5 minutes or so that would have helped that. But there was another run that he took out of dummy half that was unreal. And I think especially Supercoach-wise, you've got to be keeping an eye on Joey Manu. The amount of work he's doing when he's on the wing and he's coming in into the middle is unreal for the Roosters. He's really owning his senior spot in this team now, which is sensational to see. And obviously he's coming off contract, so you're probably going to see more and more of the best footy out of Joey Manu. But Angus and Joey, two guys that I think the Roosters will be prioritising. They'll want to keep both of them. I think Joey's going to be a harder keep than Angus. I don't see Angus Crichton going anywhere else anytime soon. Seems to love the Eastern Suburbs lifestyle down there. So interesting to see how that plays out. Tigers coach Michael Maguire has hosed down all speculation that Curtis Scott will be arriving there. There's been a lot of talk of that over the last 24 hours or so. He said no, there is rumours that you could see Zach Lomax land there. Now, I reported yesterday that Lomax wasn't following the Dragons. The Dragons weren't following Lomax. That all changed very quickly. I don't think it had anything to do with my podcast, but there was a lot of talk on Twitter and everything about it as well, which saw the two parties re-follow each other. So an interesting little one there, and it all happened within about 15-20 minutes. So interesting to watch there, and hopefully I can get a life at some point. You'll see on the Instagram page today, there's a kid debuting for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. We mentioned this last night as well. Davey Mowale, who I think is going to be a real star. He's a front row forward who's been compared to Payne Haas. Now, obviously, I've only seen him play SG Ball. I've seen him play a fair whack of SG Ball. That was very impressive. I saw him play for Waverley College, first 15, very impressive. But then he went up to New South Wales Cup, and, mate, he handled himself in cup footy as well. So very interested to see how this kid goes. He's only 18 years old, so don't expect the world, but I think this is a kid.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
To be watching over the next few years. Obviously, the South Sydney Rabbitohs, whilst we're on them, they've got Adam Reynolds leaving at the end of this season, going to the Brisbane Broncos, leaves a big question mark around the Seven jersey next year. We're hearing that Anthony Milford could be the guy to land there, which would be very, very interesting. They are the favourites to land him now. And Cody Walker has come out and said that if, you know, that does play out, he will take over that key ball-playing role and that organisation role as well, which will be very, very interesting, because personally, I've never really seen Cody Walker as that sort of footballer. In fact, I think Cody Walker does his absolute best work when he's not playing that role. I think that's where you get his best footy. I think that's where you have got his best footy at South Sydney, out the back of Adam Reynolds. I've been talking about that for a long time. So really interesting times for South Sydney. A really good test for Cody Walker, though. He is 31, 32, however old he is now. So he's definitely the age where he can handle that role. I just wonder if it hinders him a little bit, but we'll have to wait and see. You'd be a brave man to doubt anything that Cody Walker can do just quietly. But interesting times for South Sydney, a real changing of the guard. Personally, I think this at the end of this season, you could see their premiership window close. So a lot of pressure on them coming into the back end of the season. There's the three best teams, and then there's South Sydney. But I don't think South Sydney are out of that race by any means. So a really exciting end to this season coming up. Stay tuned, guys. Later today, we're going to be doing our best retro team. So best team, and the way that we're doing it, it's not actually our team. It's based on Rugby League Week. So in 1987, Rugby League Week started giving every single game and every single player a rating out of 10 for the entire season. Then at the end of the season, they would have their best 13 of the entire year, and they would also have the top five players of that season. So they did this from 1987 to whenever Rugby League Week closed its doors. I think it was 2014 or something. So every year, there's five guys that are voted as the players of the year, and this was a really prestigious title back in the day. I've gone through all of them from 1987 to 1999, that real retro round, perfect spot, and I've taken all the guys that were voted in the top top five. I've kept track of how many times they were voted in the top five, and I've made a dream team 1 to 13 of those guys from Retro Round. It's going to be a sensational episode. Cannot wait to bring you that one. Stay tuned for that one a little bit later today. I think you'll really enjoy it.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.